Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, led several significant battles during his lifetime, each demonstrating his strategic acumen, reliance on divine guidance, and the importance of supplication, dua. Here are some of the key battles and how the Prophet, peace be upon him, led them with wisdom, strategy, and consistent reliance on dua. The Battle of Badr, 624 CE, context and significance. This was the first major battle between the Muslims of Medina and the Quraysh of Mecca. Despite being outnumbered, the Muslims achieved a decisive victory. Strategy and leadership. Pre-battle preparations. The Prophet chose the battleground strategically near the wells of Badr to ensure access to water. Dua for victory. On the night before the battle, the Prophet spent hours in prayer, asking Allah for victory. He said, "O Allah, fulfill for me what you have promised. O Allah, if this small band of Muslims perishes, there will be no one left on earth to worship you." Wisdom and understanding. Trust in Allah. The Prophet, peace be upon him, demonstrated unwavering faith in Allah's support. Unity and morale. He boosted the morale of his troops by reminding them of the divine promise of victory and paradise for the martyrs. The Battle of Uhud, 625 CE, context and significance. This battle was fought as a response to the Muslim victory at Badr. The Quraysh sought revenge. The Muslims initially gained the upper hand but faced a setback due to a strategic error by the archers. Strategy and leadership. Positioning. The Prophet, peace be upon him, strategically placed 50 archers on a hill to protect the Muslim army from rear attacks. Response to setback. After the archers disobeyed orders and left their posts, leading to a counterattack by the Quraysh, the Prophet, peace be upon him, reorganized his troops and continued to fight bravely despite being injured. Wisdom and understanding, obedience and discipline. The Prophet, peace be upon him, emphasized the importance of following commands and maintaining discipline in warfare. Perseverance. Despite the setback, he showed resilience and did not lose faith in Allah's plan. The Battle of the Trench, 627 CE, context and significance. The Quraysh, along with allied tribes, marched on Medina with a large army. The Muslims dug a trench around the city, a tactic suggested by Salman the Persian. Strategy and leadership. Innovative defense. The trench was a novel tactic in Arabian warfare and effectively neutralized the numerical superiority of the Quraysh. Diplomacy. The Prophet, peace be upon him, engaged in diplomacy to create divisions among the enemy coalition. Wisdom and understanding. Adaptability. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was open to innovative strategies, showing flexibility in his approach to warfare. Dua for protection. Throughout the siege, the Prophet, peace be upon him, made supplications for protection and victory. He prayed, "O Allah, the revealer of the book, the swift in taking account, defeat the Confederates. O Allah, defeat them and shake them." Sahih Bukhari, the conquest of Mecca, 630 CE, context and significance. This event marked the peaceful conquest of Mecca, ending years of conflict with the Quraysh. Strategy and leadership. Peaceful approach. The Prophet, peace be upon him, entered Mecca with an army of 10,000 but emphasized a peaceful takeover, instructing his troops to avoid bloodshed unless attacked. General amnesty. Upon entering Mecca, he granted a general amnesty to his former persecutors, declaring, "No blame will there be upon you today. Allah will forgive you, He is the most merciful of the merciful." Zora Yusuf, 12:92. Wisdom and understanding, compassion and forgiveness. The Prophet's, peace be upon him, act of forgiveness transformed former enemies into allies, highlighting the power of mercy and compassion. Dua for mercy. Throughout the journey, he made supplications for a peaceful resolution and guidance for the Quraysh to Islam. The Battle of Hunain, 630 CE, context and significance. Fought shortly after the conquest of Mecca, this battle was against the tribes of Hawazin and Thaqif who opposed the Muslims. Conclusion. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, led with wisdom and strategy, always seeking divine guidance through supplication. His reliance on Allah, innovative tactics, compassion, and ability to inspire and unify his followers were key attributes of his leadership. These qualities, combined with his deep spirituality and consistent dua, ensured that he navigated the challenges of warfare and leadership with exemplary wisdom and understanding. Through his actions, he taught invaluable lessons on faith, resilience, and the importance of seeking Allah's help in all matters, big or small.